The next patient is Jared Freeland. The last name is Freeland. F, like in Foxtrot Roger, Echo Echo Lima, Alpha November Delta. And the first name is Jared, J-A-R-E-T. This is a clinical case of a 41-year-old.
Okay.
One male, a patient of Dr. Beltre, B-E-L-T-R-E, who had the opportunity to see on March the 23rd of 2022. And the reason for the referral was uncontrolled hypertension. The patient was suffering from pancreatitis, was admitted to the hospital, was seen by Dr. P.J. Patel, Patel, P-A-T-E-L. The patient was started on pancreatic enzymes, and that has made a lot of difference. We ordered a comprehensive workup for glomerulopathy, and that included ANA, that was negative, ANCA, with myeloperoxidase and proteinase, that was negative, anti-GBM, that was negative, anti-double-stranded DNA, that was negative, antiphospholipase A2 receptor antibody, that was negative, C3, that was in the normal limit, C4 in the normal limit, a slight elevation of the C-reactive protein to 1.4, kappa lambda ratio that was normal, rheumatoid factor negative, segmentation rate of 20, Smid antibody negative, serum protease and electrophoresis with immunofixation was negative, urine electrophoresis and immunofixation negative, period. Before we commit ourselves to order a kidney biopsy, we are going to repeat the CT scan of the abdomen, the original one when the patient had pain in the right flank, was in October of 2022, that had a small stone, 0.3 millimeter, in the upper third of the ureter, period. The order for the stone protocol CT scan of the abdomen was given. Number two, diabetes mellitus has been at a fair control. The hemoglobin A1C 7.1%. Number three, the patient has a kidney function that has been well preserved. Following number, the patient was instructed to continue following the diet. The adjustment that he has made brought the body weight from 273 to 262. We are going to reevaluate the patient after the CT scan, and at that time we'll make the decision regarding the possibility of a kidney biopsy. I invested 15 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 12 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.